Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling and New Mayo Medical Center. Brewers manager Craig Counsell, our guest this morning. Couldn't wait to ask you about this decision, Craig. You got Garrett Mitchell. We just played, just talked about his highlight from last night. Man, if you'd come on this morning and said, yeah, we're going to kind of ease him on in, we're going to get him a few more at-bats here and there, find places to put him in, I would have thought, great, brilliant. But you started the kid last night. He has a hot bat, and he delivered for you.
Yeah, no, we brought Garrett here to play, and because we think he can impact us and help us win, and do exciting things. That's kind of how he's wired, and so far so good. It's I think it's definitely more than we expected, but he's off to a great start and giving us a little boost.
Yeah, it feels like he's bringing an extra oomph for energy into the clubhouse, Craig. Can you feel that when you interact with your guys? Is that X factor kind of infectious around the ball club over the last couple of days?
Well, I mean, I think when you bring a young player to the big leagues and he makes his big league debut, and he's talented, I think that's what you're going to get. It's not necessarily unique to Garrett Mitchell, but that's what you're just going to get. Players, your big league debut is exciting. It's just thrilling. Everything that goes along with it, it's joyful. And I think, so you bring that with you. And that's part of it.
So Garrett and Keston don't get their chances last night, Craig. Without Brent Suter's solid performance out of the bullpen, Devin Williams as well, you got to take us inside this call to the bullpen. What was going on with your, what was it, a velociraptor? What was the signal out to left field to get Suter to start warm up?
It's just the phones didn't work, and that's Brent Suter's. You got to figure out. It was the left-handed, and then we got two left-handers down in the bullpen, or three actually. And then that Suter's, yeah, it's the Vulture, the Velociraptor. It's his car where the doors go straight up on the Tesla, whatever. It's all the above.
You got the message.
I like how serious your face is, Craig, when you're giving it.
Yeah, no, give me the Raptor. Yeah.
Well, we'd just given up a 3-run homer, too, so,
I understand.
It was a situation.
Hey, one more for you, Craig. I don't know if you saw this on the scoreboard last night. One of your fans got friend-zoned in the worst possible way. The messages with the birthdays out there on the scoreboard, one of them was presumably from a lady that said something to the effect of, Mark, you're a really good friend of mine. Let's not wreck this. Did you or your guys see that go up on the scoreboard last night?
I missed that. No, I no idea. No idea.
Okay, well,
I want that to be your answer to that question, by the way, as a fan. Right? I'm glad you missed that.
Christian just tweeted 5 minutes ago that when you guys were down two in the eighth, he looked up and saw it, as well did some of his teammates, and said, let's go win one for Mark. So I think, you can give him a tip of the cap this morning.
That's great. I like it. That's awesome. Whatever it takes.
Exactly, whatever it takes. You know, the things written this weekend about lack of energy at the ballpark and fans feeling like they weren't engaged. Boy, last couple of nights, it's all been there, and it has the feel of a great chase here as we enter September, Craig.
That's good stuff. Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
I'm just curious what you're going to do if the bullpen phone is out again tonight.
Well, we'll have to start coming up with something for everybody. And Brent's been here so long that we've gone through a lot of variations of it. But he's such a character. It ain't hard to come up with something for him.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell, our guest on Brewers 360. Thanks, Skipper. We'll talk again next week.
All right. Take care.